Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome the light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querens, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children and philosophers, and all those seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and Jeannie, and I invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around our nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. This show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, gather for a time, and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is our own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with me your light, I'll share mine with you, and with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide enough light for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory. So gathering together, as we do every week, generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you want to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. There's a ton of information there, as well as links to all of the other endeavors I'm trying to get into. There's also information on the other shows that I do, of which I'm very honored to be included in. On Friday nights at 8 p.m., I do Matrix Radio with my husband, Patrick Cook. That's a show that covers everything from unicorns to UFOs and in between. And tonight we have an amazing guest called Bobby Kay, who's been doing radio as well from Canada for the last 20 years or so. And he's a fascinating man. I think that it will be a delightful show, and I encourage you to join us on that show. On the first Tuesday and the last Thursday of every month, I also do Almost Heaven with Lizzie Starr and Hazel, and they are two amazing ladies that I thoroughly enjoy working with. They are spiritual, they are full of laughter, they are full of light, they are full of all sorts of spiritual insight and information, and they're a kick to work with. So join in on their show every Tuesday and Thursday. I'm just there on the first Tuesday and the last Thursday, but it's a good show even if I'm not on it. My co-host Jeannie's in the chat room, and though she doesn't read, she can answer your questions. I'm sorry that both Mary and I today will not be answering, I don't think I am. So if you have any questions, do aim them at Jeannie. She'll be able to fill you in and hopefully give you the information that you need. Not always, but for the most part, if she screens you, we will read you even if we go beyond the time for the show. So if Jeannie has screened you and it looks like time is getting short, hang in there because I will get to you. Excuse the voice. The pollen is in the air, and there's very little I can do about it. My guest today is a very special lady. Her name is Mary Peeler, and you can find her on psychicmediummary.com. She is probably one of the most outstanding, phenomenal mediums that I have ever had the honor to work with. And though she's crazy, she's often accurate. So it's sort of fun to see where she's coming from because she travels all over the place. And she has insight that is profound. Between the two of us, if you put our ages together, we could probably get double Social Security. So we bring to you wisdom from the ages, and I'm talking about our ages. So, hi, Mary, are you there?
Yes. I guess I'm your crazy friend. But yes, I'm here. And how did you know my life was going crazy today? You must be psychic today, Barbara.
Well, let's grab it while we can.
Yes. I love it. So I'm very glad to be here as always. It's always such a pleasure to join you and Jeannie and I love seeing Jeannie on Facebook, and I love seeing you on Facebook when you're there. And I love doing your show. So thank you so much for having me. As always, it is so much fun.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you here because I never know what's going to come out of your mouth. You're so awesome. And tell us where
I pay her, people. I pay her.
Not enough.
Not enough is right.
Where have you been lately, and where are you going soon?
Oh, tomorrow we go to Muskogee, and then I'm kind of breathless trying to think about keeping up because Hays, Kansas, and Wichita, Kansas, and Hutchinson, Kansas, and then lots and lots right here in Oklahoma City. And I have some wonderful, wonderful people from Oklahoma in the chat room today. And so, hi, Ava Rose and Deb. And if I'm missing anybody, you let me know because it's always fun. I want to say hello. And when you are on the show with the heavenly ladies, you tell them hello for me, would you please?
Yes, actually, your name got thrown out there this last time, and they told everybody how wonderful you were.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's nice. That's really, really nice. Well, I'm always welcome to go back, so ready to go back. But I like your show. I kind of have a home here with you, Barbara. We've been together for years now, and let's just keep it that way.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Mary and I met on Walks with Thunder. What was the show's name? Do you remember?
No.
I don't.
Anybody out there? Oh, and Brenda is here. And Brenda, do you remember what Walks with Thunder's show name was? Or anybody else? But that's how Barbara and I met. And we had a lot of fun doing that show.
Yeah.
What was the name of that show? I don't know. I was on one before that, and I'm not going to mention his name because I don't know if he's even on the air anymore. But Bea Hers was there, and so many other people, too. But you and I just kind of hit it off, and we've been just having a good time.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the show, but we did meet a lot of very interesting people on his show. And
we did.
And it was a lot of fun. And he actually sort of launched both of us because I had a show then, and then you had a show, and then we had a show, and then I had a show with you.
Oh, Barbara. That's right. Barbara, I'd forgotten you and I had a show. And yeah, oh, my God, that was I do much better as a guest. Does anybody out there remember when Barbara and I had a show? Probably not.
It
was short-lived. Barbara was destined to do this by herself and have guests because, and then she met Patrick, and now look at Barbara. She's on the air all the time.
I am. It's kind of fun.
It is fun.
Best part about it is you can do it in your pajamas and nobody knows.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course,
that's
they all
true.
Know.
And if I ever get to do that, I am going to let everybody know because I'll be bragging. But does barefoot count? Yes.
Sure. I do love radio so much above television because, you know, you don't have to do makeup. You don't. That's why I don't like Skype. You have to actually look good.
Oh. I'm going to interrupt you because Heavenly Haven remembers my show, Love, Light, Love, and Laughter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was.
We had a good time.
It was on. It was great. It just, you
it
know,
was. It was short-lived because I don't have the patience for it. So.
Well, you're a great guest, and I highly recommend you to everybody I talk to. So you'll get your Blog Talk Radio exposure, I'm sure, other than just the once a month you do the show here. This is
my favorite, absolutely my favorite. And I just love all our callers and all the people who are always listening. And I cannot thank you guys enough. And, of course, Jeannie. And when Jeannie is here, Jeannie's always here, it makes everything better. She's the salt to my stew. So thank you, Jeannie.
She is amazing. She says that the switchboard is dropping people like crazy. But there are an awful lot of people on it. So I think we should probably attack the switchboard and see if we can kind of, you know, make room for more people. I know that I can get as many as 100 or so callers. So I don't think it's a matter of that. I think it's a matter of, you know, just trying to get stuff moving along here. So that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Ready.
We're going to hit Leanne in Oklahoma. Do you know Leanne, Mary?
Not right off the top of my head. I probably do, but hello, Leanne.
Hi.
Leanne. You're on the air. How can we help you today, Leanne?
I was just wondering if I had any messages.
Oh. I do remember. Because Leanne, you and I spoke this morning. And Barbara, I apologize for going ahead, but Dawn, Leanne and I were already having this conversation. Is it all right if I just bust in?
Just barge ahead, Mary. That's fine.
Okay, good. Okay, Leanne, the message I'm supposed to give you is that this is a time when you are supposed to be working on your independence and being proud of yourself. And they handed you a new pair of shoes. And every time I see a new pair of shoes, it definitely means that you are supposed to be working on your independence and being the beautiful queen that you are meant to be, Leanne. This is a high message. I'm seeing the Queen of Wands in my eye, and that means always take care of yourself and know when you need to speak about or thinking of someone, it's because God is telling you to do that. Your angels are speaking.
Okay, so shoes don't mean work out?
If that's the way you feel about it, yes, you go ahead and work out, and that would be God's gift.
Okay.
But you have to be strong in order to do that.
Okay. I'm gonna jump in, Mary.
Good.
You done or yeah, I know you could go on forever, but
you know it.
I know. I think, Leanne, I'm seeing a tremendous amount of healing energy around you, so it feels like you're letting go emotionally of a lot of stuff that's around and decluttering and letting go and sort of lightening your load. To me, the shoes mean that there's movement, that there's growth, that you're going to be moving in a new direction, and it does appear that there is an opening. Things are going to be opening up for you by the October-November timeframe, and that you're going to be moving ahead in new directions, bringing your life into a better balance. So I go along with Mary. Take care of yourself. Bring yourself into balance, and don't overwhelm yourself, but it does feel as though there's forward motion here that really appears to be very healthy for you. It's you're moving into a whole new venue, new dimension, new element of yourself, and opening yourself up to greater light and love and laughter, so that there's a lot of new stuff coming here in the future, and you need to take care of your loose ends from the past. Can you relate to that?
Well, we've been trying to sell our house. Would that have anything to do with it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Good. Good. I'm glad it's going to get sold.
Well, it has to do with you speaking your mind and taking charge. New movement, just like Barb's talking about. New movement, new going forward. That's selling your house.
Okay.
The movement also has to do, you know, I wouldn't hinge that on selling your house. There may be another option with your house. But the forward motion is absolutely here. So I see you moving forward. I don't want you to think you heard me say you were selling your house, because I didn't.
No, that's just what I'm hoping. That and I'm wanting to start nursing classes next year in October, November.
Oh. That's great. As far as selling your house, it feels like it's around the February time frame that your house sells.
Awesome.
So not
years from now.
No, February. It appears it sells in February. So, and you don't actually move until April. But,
okay.
But forward motion way before then, okay?
Okay. And
all right.
Was there any messages from my grandpa?
Mary?
He came into me like a father.
Yes, he was more a father than a grandpa.
Okay, because I've been kind of holding my tongue. But he says he's talking to you all the time. And he says you need to be outside so you hear him better. Because when you're outside, you relax better.
He definitely knows me.
Yep. He's here, Leanne. He's been here with me all morning.
And he's always with me, isn't he? Like, just little
always.
Things.
Always. Okay. As much as you can take and as much as he can be allowed to come, hell yes, because he really, really likes still being your dad.
Good.
Okay?
Good. Okay.
Now I can relax. One less spirit in my head.
Is there any signs that he gives me that he's here that I just overlook?
Well, this is really strange, but the first thing that he comes into my mind with is running water.
Also, yeah. Pennies. He's dropping pennies around you.
Pennies.
Penny.
Okay.
And I'm going to go back to the running water because he said I didn't tell it right. He said it has to do with plumbing.
Plumbing.
Yep, oh. You probably have some repairs or faucets to change.
Okay. I'll have to go look at that now.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, please do, because he's definitely, he likes you outdoors, and he just says that, you know, it's the running water.
Okay.
Okay. Because he says that he sends you nagging things about what needs to be done.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Leanne.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Barb.
Yeah?
You know, maybe I wanted to add that sometimes people think that their loved ones aren't there because they don't see a physical sign. But if we are thinking about them, and then they're here because they're in our thoughts.
Absolutely.
And that's the easiest way. So never neglect the thoughts. And when you're hearing, you have a thought about your mother or your uncle or your brother or whatever it is, know they're communicating with you. They've just come in a very easy way, our thoughts. We need to pay attention and honor the thought process as a means of communicating with the other side.
And it takes a while for them to be able to do that, too. That doesn't happen overnight. So, so obviously, the easiest way is in the dream state and in the thought process. So they definitely are communicating that way.
Yes.
Okay, so Oklahoma is here again, Mary, so this has to be somebody you know. Hi, Jennifer.
Who's this?
It's Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you, ladies?
I'm doing fine.
Hi, Jennifer.
How can we help?
I'm just wondering if anybody on the other side has anything for me or anyone in my family.
Wow. Is your mother's mother in spirit? Because I get a grandmother there.
No, but I have my kids' great-grandma. But she's not related to me. She's their dad's mom or dad's mom.
I'm on your mother's side, and it would have to be then your great grandmother.
My grandma's mom? I don't know her. She died when my grandma was 7.
Okay. That's okay. But she knows you, and she's been around, and it does feel as though she is very close to your children. As though, almost like a guardian angel. And she just wants you to know that she's there and she's been caring for them and singing to them.
Singing to them.
Yeah, she's saying you don't have much of a voice. And she's been singing to them. She sings to them at night. There's also an uncle in spirit on your father's side. I don't know, Mary, what are you getting?
Well, I have to agree with you. I got a mother-grandmother figure also around her immediately. But what was interesting, too, is that I feel it, Jennifer, that this is a time of great ideas surrounding you. So this is a time when you should be seriously thinking about the creative process going on in your world.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm losing my voice. Also, Mary, a time to take care of yourself, Jennifer. This whole next year is a time where you should be looking at doing the things you need to do for you instead of what you need to do for other people.
Right. I never do anything for myself. It's always for the kids.
Yeah, well, you've got to get in there someplace. Otherwise, you're going to be the bag lady that goes around with them. And you don't do that. You need to take care of yourself because they are watching you because you are becoming the pattern from which they're going to pattern their own lives from. So you want them to understand that you have to take care of yourself too, or you're no use to anybody else actually.
And okay. what are we getting on you said my dad's side, but an uncle figure.
Right. It feels as though it would be. Does your father have a brother that's in spirit?
I don't. I don't think so. But in March, he wouldn't be my uncle, and he wasn't related by family. But he did die in March. One of my cousins is dead.
Oh, okay. This may be that. I don't know that it's that energy. This feels like an older man. Was that an older man that passed away?
Well, not too much older.
I'm getting someone that's been with you for quite a while. It's almost as though, I think you have a lot of spirits you have a lot of family in spirit that you never met. And that's what I'm feeling that we're...
I never met my dad's dad.
Okay.
And my dad does have 7 other brothers, but as far as I know, they're all living.
I'm still going to hang with this as an uncle. It could be great uncle, but he's really cool. He has a sense of humor. He says that he was always a treasure hunter, and that he feels you have that same aspect to yourself. You're always looking for and finding treasure in unusual and neat places. And he says you get that quality from him. This is definitely a blood relation of some sort.
Hmm.
So treasure hunting, finding treasure where other people have it. And this doesn't necessarily mean gold, diamonds, and rubies. It could be, you know, value in other things, too, as well. So you're finding treasure, and it's from his thread of the family.
Okay.
Hey,
Jennifer, I'm going to come in again because I was asking also, okay, what else do they want her to know? And I'm being told that this is also a time for you and your husband to find some time for each other and enjoy, and I don't care if it's just a half an hour walk, but it is being told to be increased, and that you guys will have a mutual agreement or a time that you both feel like you are kind of renewing your vows with each other, and makes it very nice.
Yeah, he's in North Dakota working now so that we can have the more money to actually go on vacation. We haven't been on vacation.
Okay, well, I really, really think that this is coming faster than you realize, and that in the next month or so, you guys are going to be enjoying each other's company greatly.
He's supposed to be home in a month.
Okay,
it's
good enough. You're going to have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Jen.
Thank you.
Okay.
She had a lot of people in spirit.
Yeah, she did. I'm hopping to somebody that has an interesting request, which I'm delighted with. Hi. This is Brenda.
Hello?
Hi. This
Come
is
back.
Brenda.
I'm losing you.
Hi. Are you there? This is Brenda in Michigan. Brenda, how can we help?
Oh, hi, Brenda.
Hey there.
I'm going to switch phones because I'm having great difficulty hearing.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Help.
Hey there.
Mary, do you have both phones online?
I have only one phone going.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Who's this?
That?
Okay, here's Brenda.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry. We were listening to the show at the same time. I think we got overlapped somehow.
Oh, you did, you did. How can we
help,
Brenda?
Okay, I don't know how I'm pushing buttons there.
Are you there?
Hello?
I know Brenda.
Okay.
Yeah. So my question was in regards to, I'm trying to gather healers together to do a symposium of sorts, and I'm looking at some of my past life skills and my fiancé's, and we're trying to put those together to see what we can draw upon, because we feel like we've done this before.
Oh, cool. Past lives you want?
Yeah.
Oh, Mary and
yeah.
I love past lives. You want to jump first, Mary, or should I?
Well, Brenda, honey, what was the question?
Past lives,
the question. It was about our past lives together with my fiancé, Michael.
Oh. Past lives together. Okay, well, you know what is coming up? One of the first things that I see is that this goes back, and this is a repeat life, where you guys have missed each other or you have not had an opportunity to be lovers, but like father and daughter. And
okay.
I see this as one of your great challenges in this life. And it's like, okay, our mother and son. So sometimes what goes on in this life for you is like, okay, who's going to be in charge right now? And how do we make this into a union where we're both equal? And
right.
I feel that it is coming, but I'm going to tell you, Brenda, it's about breathing slowly. And then everything kind of fits into place like a puzzle. It's like moving that puzzle piece into it. But it is definitely a repeat pattern where, in fact, what I'm seeing is a little girl helping her father onto a horse, and he goes riding away, and she never sees him again. So
wow.
In this lifetime, Michael must have come as a surprise to you.
Oh, it was wonderful. When I met him, it was just amazing. It was just, you know, it was like a recognition immediately.
Yeah, yeah, because you've been waiting for him.
Yeah.
So he's returned, and I think this is exactly where it should be. But the more you guys sit down and have coffee and cookies together, the better you guys figure out your problems.
Yeah.
And makes the like Wayne and I talk at dinner, and the point is that when you two talk, you're adding a new dimension to this relationship from past lives, where you form a long-lasting agreement and happiness that really changes your life, both
wow.
of your lives.
It already has. It's amazing. Wow.
Oh, that's I'm so funny. Glad. Good.
Mary,
yeah.
My turn, Mary.
Okay.
Your turn, Barbara.
My turn. I see the two of you in a past life in Russia. And it does feel as you were people who healed, but you were always on the run because you were always being chased out of an area because people didn't understand why your healings worked so well, and so there was a great deal of movement in that past life. I think travel is very important to the two of you, so that
it is.
No matter what you guys do, you should constantly be in motion. Not that you're running from, but rather running to new aspects of the healing process. It feels more holistically oriented in the field of green stuff and flower energy and stuff like that. Though traditional hands-on healing, Reiki, and things like that is also included. But I think the most important thing about your relationship is that you do travel, that you do move, because that's something that has brought you together in past lifetimes. This lifetime, I think that you know, you've come together at the right time, as Mary said, and that healing is definitely a part of what is linking you together, but also the fact that you're a twin flame, and so that you do complete each other to a great degree. So on top of that, there's writing that you have to do that you will be doing in the years yet to come. So keep a journal, both of you, and make sure that you don't peek at what the other one's written, because it seems that at some point in time when you put the two together, you'll have magic.
Wow. That's amazing. We're both working on things that we're writing, and we're actually going out on the road full time very soon. So that's amazing. Wow. Thank you.
Wow, that's
that.
Fantastic.
It is. We were involved in a tour for an author, and we had 8 cities planned and 100 students in each city, and it got canceled at the last minute. So we're trying to take that momentum and all the people we've met and join them all together and just gather forces and get the information out there on all types of holistic healing. So that's awesome.
Brenda, it's only because it's going to be better when you get to it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, we have some amazing stories to tell, and we've met so many people along the way.
And Barbara, thank you for mentioning the twin spirits, because they've been joined so many times but I did not see the twins, but I saw two people who came in together, and I love that. That's perfect explanation. Twin spirits.
Oh, I
twin
appreciate
flame,
it. We're the
I
same
apologize.
Height. We're the same height, and we're the same weight. We're a day apart in our birth. We're very close.
You are.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Brenda.
Okay.
Thank you, Brenda. And and Barbara, Brenda put it on her website today about our show. So, Brenda, thank you so much for advertising.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Take care. Good.
Hey, you have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mary, we got Ann in D.C. Hi, Ann. How are you doing today?
Hi, just fine. How are you?
We're doing great. How can we
I'm sorry?
How can we help?
Oh, I just wondered if you – I'm a photographer, and I'm trying to put together my photography business here, and I just wonder if you can tell me if I'm crazy or if this has hope of materializing.
Absolutely. Being crazy is a wonderful outlet for creative stuff.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing here, you're being guided, and anybody who tries to give you rational, structural support, information, ignore them. You're going the right direction. You're absolutely perfectly focused, and it feels as though photography is a way of you showing your spirit through a creative form. And it's a way of telling your own truth, and it takes you into a new dimension. So absolutely, there's money coming, and don't listen to anybody's advice because you're spiritually guided. Don't listen to anybody's advice who's too well-grounded because it'll pull you down.
Okay.
Mary?
I have to agree. I will say even think bigger, and for me that is always a matter of doing affirmations. So when I would be walking into your studio, I would be saying to myself that this is the perfect place for me, and wherever I go in a job that I absolutely love, money follows.
Okay. Speaking of money, do you think this is going to materialize soon, or you have a frame, a timeline? Can you see something like that?
Well, I'm not really good at timelines, but I tell you, the more you work on yourself, the faster it comes.
Okay.
And I would say
because this is, for me, everything that I've ever done successful has to be little by little. And so if I want, when I first started out, when I asked for one client, that was just the door cracking open. And then once that is established, you go on further and further and further because you have to, like Barb says, just don't let anybody tell you different. This is something that you absolutely love. And when you put love into your studio and your work, then it is always divinely guided and you're in the right place.
Yeah, and not only
the money will come, and I think this year ahead of you will turn into something actually in the next 6 months. And maybe Barbara can give you a better timeline than that.
Yeah, I was seeing the first of the year, and understand that what you're doing is a celebration. And so long as you're celebrating and having fun with it, it's going to generate the money that you need. It will take care of you.
Okay.
You really have to trust that you're in the right place at the right time. And I think what you're doing is karmic. Had we been back a couple of centuries, you'd be painting. But photography is a great place for you to be right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mary. I'm going as
yes.
fast as I can here. We've got Kathy in Maryland.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. I've talked to you several times, Barbara, but never Mary.
Oh, well, I'll let Mary have it then. Go for it, Mary.
Okay. I'm on my...
Well, now, I'm sorry. Did you say happy in Maryland?
Kathy.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And so obviously you are happy, Kathy.
I am very happy. I'm on my newfound spiritual awakening.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely
mm-hmm.
love it.
Yeah.
So, Kathy, I have to ask, where are you calling from in Maryland?
Edgewater near Annapolis.
Thank you. I love Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
I visit Maryland frequently.
Do you?
Yep, yep. There's Salisbury area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm there a lot. Or not the last 6 months, but yes, this is part of my past. I love it. Love it.
Do you have family there?
No, I work. I have a lot of wonderful friends.
Oh, okay.
Check out my website if you're in Maryland, because I really do go there as often as I can.
What's the name of it?
PsychicMediumMary.com.
Oh, okay.
Or Mary Healer. It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I'll get you there. Good. Okay. And I hear you, Barb. Shut up, Mary. Answer the question.
Okay. Do you see me retiring next December?
Well, I think you can. Yes, but I think you probably don't do it until January.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So,
yeah.
Kathy, there's celebration around you.
What kind?
Actually, it's financial celebration. So
thanks,
I feel
Lord.
Like it's a matter of that you are pleased with everything where you are and ready to move forward into another part of your life.
Most definitely, yes.
Good. Oh, and one of my friends, Donna from Maryland, reminds me I do have family in Maryland. They're the best kind of family. They're the ones I chose. So.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
I got to hop in here, too, because there are a couple of things that are really standing out here, and I think November has a lot of magic and miracles connected to it for you. I don't think you're ever going to retire. I can't believe that, you know, you'd even think of it from the spiritual side of things anyhow.
No, I'm just thinking about my real job because I want to do something spiritually next.
I'm seeing by April.
April?
April.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is something going to happen? Because I'm not eligible to retire until next December from my real job.
Well, I would do a vision board. I'd put it on there and see what the universe can do to help you out.
Oh, okay. I can do that. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I see magic and miracles in November, so it does feel as though things are going to shift around for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Either way, you're in a good place. You have reason to celebrate your life. I think they've opened up doors for you and making your life better.
I've been working really hard on it.
and it shows. It really, really shows.
Uh-huh.
You're in a good place.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Here's a different voice for us, Mary.
Yeah.
Hi, Craig. It's Craig. Hi, Craig. How are you doing?
Oh.
Hey, how
are
you doing,
Craig?
Barb?
Doing great.
Hello? Okay, it's good to hear from you again, and I haven't talked to Mary before, but I've talked to you several times and gotten good direction. The reason why I called is because right now I have a few ambitions in mind. I've just started school again, and we're looking forward to finishing my doctorate within the next two semesters. But I also have an ambition, so I'm going to law school, and I just want to know, if there's any kind of way spiritually, can we all put that together on what is my purpose in a doctorate and a law degree?
Mary?
Okay, Craig, you have this wonderful ability to find things that others don't. So I think you look at life where you see the whole picture, and then you're guided to say, okay, let's try this, or get the facts on this. And I feel that you're like, for lack of a better word, like a private investigator who finds things. And I think this ties in with your purpose in life, that you come up with different solutions or different ways of approach.
Okay.
I hope this makes sense to you, because you have a different way. I think that one of the things that you're good at is that your ideas are there and you help others make decisions.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I've always been good in doing that socially with my family.
Okay, and this is one of the things that you, I want you to understand that this is a sacred responsibility to help others make decisions, because you see the picture in a very clear way. You see the picture clearly and are able to express yourself without anger. You're a leader, and this is part of your purpose for being here.
Okay.
The other thing that I want to add, too, is I keep seeing you going outside the box. And, you know, you're giving us very classic things that you're going for your degrees in, and that's great. But in today's economy, in today's world, you have to go outside the box. And I think that one of your biggest challenges is taking all the skills and the wisdom and the knowledge that you've got and doing something different and unique with it, and going outside the box and being different.
Right. I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree with that.
Okay. You know, the stranger you are, the weirder you are, the more unique you are, the more successful you're going to be.
That is so true, because, you know, I have all these visions of helping people and doing things, but I sometimes have difficulty putting it all together into a particular purpose or focus. So what I've done all these years and even now is pursue the visions that I have in my mind and try to figure out later what to do with it.
Craig, can I jump in again? Because, Craig, I think one of the reasons that you're holding yourself back is that you are not giving yourself enough time to meditate on this, or just meditate on the universe and allowing the special spirit to come in and show you the path you're supposed to be on. Because this uniqueness of finding a solution for everyone else drains you. So if you would refurbish yourself through meditation, whatever form you take it with, you will feel that your answers are guided to you much faster and easier.
Okay. Well said.
And, for heaven's sakes, don't take yourself so seriously. This is supposed to be a celebration, and it's your journey that is going to be the teaching tool for everybody that you touch. So long as you're joyful in what you're doing, so long as you're celebrating the path you've taken, you'll be of great service to other people without having to say anything.
Oh, that's wonderful. May I ask another question?
Sure.
I've also been contemplating on writing a manuscript on a book, and I just want to know, does this sound like a good novel? I'm thinking about creating stories that I've heard other people, but I'm going to narrate as if it's never been told before, about four individuals who's been through significant challenges, but only to overcome them and become something great. Do you think that book will be successful?
Well, sure. And you'll publish it yourself so that you'll be able to, you know, really handle how it's presented and how it goes out into this world. I think it sounds like a fabulous idea, and I would absolutely go for it.
Okay, that's going to be in my heart.
I'm going to say that it needs to wait until you get other things finished.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Okay, because you overload yourself.
Exactly.
This is why I'm asking you to please consider the meditation, or at least standing in front of the mirror every day, knowing you are where you're supposed to be and you're divinely guided.
Okay, because, I think I'm kind of overloading myself right now with a lot of responsibilities that I don't need to.
That's right. And then you go, oh, my God, what do I do next, instead of hearing it for yourself. But Barbara is 100% right. It should be successful, but when you have other things finished.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. All right. Thank you for the direction you both gave me. I'm at peace now.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for...
Hey, Barbara, we can retire now. We can call the day complete. I like that.
Thanks for calling, Craig.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm not retiring. Are you crazy?
No, I'm... I meant today.
Okay. Today, Mary...
Well, I would retire, but, you know, nobody lets me.
Her husband probably would not let you.
No, Wayne is too busy making my appointments.
Yeah, he missed all the road trips, I'm sure. Okay, we got Sandy in Kansas here.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello there.
Hi there.
How are you today?
Well, we're great.
Good.
How can we help, Sandy?
Well, I actually have two questions. One of them is kind of concerns my life. It's just sort of like in a whirlwind right now. I had my mother's health was kind of questionable, and I have a daughter whose life has been turned upside down, her home burned down, and I have some a knee that's not working, and finances are just sort of like up in an uproar. And so I'm just kind of wondering when I'm going to find my rut again. I like my rut, and I've been thrown out of it. And so I'm just kind of wondering about that.
Well, it really looks like you're creating a new foundation as we speak. Don't call it a rut. Call it a groove, because when you're in the groove, it's a good thing. When the groove becomes a rut, that's when we tend to complain. I think from what I see here that you're working on creating a new foundation, and that by the first of the year you'll certainly have one going. But it won't be a rut, because a rut stuff into your life, and that's something that's very important to you. Time frame, I'm pretty positive on the time frame. By the January time frame, you will have things flowing a lot more easily for you. It does look as though you're doing a lot of contemplation and taking stock of life. And I think this is a very good thing. Everything that you mentioned, it's a good thing it happened, because it makes you take another look at life, and you reevaluate things and your perspective changes, so that once you've gathered all the stuff you need to gather, everything will open up and start moving for you. As early as November, it feels as though you have a great of our new energy around you, and there's a light that seems to be shed for you, so that things are opening up for you. Just in the meantime, start putting things back together, start doing the easy things, and let the universe take care of the hard things. Mary, what are you getting?
Just about the same thing, because everything, even the home burning down, is simply a clearing. I know it sounds so terrible, but I know, Sandy, that everything, you know, if we allow it, we see the reason for it, and things will be better. I think you're right on the timeline. I think January, I'm going to push it into February, but I hope it is a little bit sooner than that, because it is a matter of being kind. This is a time for kind and tenderness. So, and that's one of the ways you'll get your groove back and having fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll find time for that one.
Yeah, Sandy, you know I'm telling you that. You have to. You've had so much. It's about turning your back on all the so-called responsibilities and giving yourself as much attention as you give everybody. And you are a woman who works and works and works. You need some gratitude towards yourself, because you are worth it.
Thank you.
You know I'm going to tell you that, because I believe it.
A second question is just sort of a thing. I have a 18-year-old grandson that we adopted very early on in his life. I've got him when he was 3 weeks old. I was told in a reading many years ago that he and I shared a past life, and that he was taken from me early on in that life. And so this is sort of like, you know, he was brought into this life again, and I got him as a sort of a payback type deal. And so I'm wondering, and I feel there's times where I just feel so connected to this person, to his, from the moment I saw him, he was 7 minutes old. I mean, it was just like we just clamped together. And so, you know, when we've gone through all the trials and tribulations of parent, child, and the teenage stuff, you know, and all this, you know, but I just wonder if sometimes he feels that connection as well, you know, because, you know, if he feels that, you know, he'll come into the kitchen and just sit and, you know, and just sit there, or, you know, watch TV with me, or if I'm cooking supper and stuff, just small talk, which is not unusual for parent and child, but it's for him it is. It's, you know, but as he gets older, I just wonder if he feels this connection as well, that we've, you know, we've had a life together before, at least one, if not more, but, you know, I just wonder.
Well, I think he feels the connection, but he doesn't relate it to a past life. So
okay.
That, you know, sometimes men don't go into the spiritual stuff as heavily, but it feels to me as though he's certainly on a higher consciousness level. He's very aware of the connection and the trust and the security that you provide to him in his life, so that is something that is definitely there. Will he ever, you know, say, oh, what was our past life together or something like that? I kind of doubt it. But you've got an amazing relationship there and an amazing connection. And I think he's going to do some really profound things in his life because he has such a loving, compassionate foundation that he's going to be working from. He may get disillusioned from time to time, but he's always going to go back to the secure foundation that you've provided for him, and it's going to be amazing.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I know he's thinking about his dad right now, too, and so there's just so much there. You're so blessed, Sandy, you really are.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for your wisdom today.
Thank you.
Thanks. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Sandy, all sorts of good hugs, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness, Mary. Okay, we're going to keep
going. I've been reading for Sandy for a long time, and I'm always so blessed when I get to see her.
Yeah, she sounds like a really nice lady.
Yes, one of the best.
We've got Lisa in Arizona. Hello, Lisa, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Okay,
hi Lisa.
Let me help you.
I had a question about career. I do a lot of different work, a lot of different places, and I'm looking to really, you know, secure the contract in the area that I specialize and not have it so, you know, just start getting really recognized on a monetary level for my work.
Okay.
Well, I can tell. Are you asking specifically? Are you going to do this, or do you need an exercise? Because sometimes we need to invite what we're looking for in an emotional response into our heart before we even leave to go to the office or wherever we're working. We need to invite.
I do
love interest.
Do you see the energy of that unfolding within, you know, the next coming weeks, where it is a solid manifestation? I've been working on that, and I am aware of mantras, and I do use them.
That's wonderful, okay? So the more you use them, the faster it comes into your heart. So,
I'm seeing the universe saying to you, you have to lighten up. You have to really bring the laughter into your life. You're very serious about everything that you're doing, and that's wonderful. You should be serious. But the universe is a celebration, and if you can seriously celebrate, I suggest you do it.
You know, and that's on my list, too, to be more in a celebratory, no matter what's going on, just deeply soul connected.
And that's what I'm talking about. Just celebrate before you go out the door. Know that you are in the right direction and being where you're supposed to be. It's a wonderful way to live.
Do you see the energy of that happening where it does take concrete reality within the next month or so?
Yes.
If you put the effort into it, it's always worked for me. But when I'm doing my affirmations, I am laughing, I am smiling, and grateful. Barb, don't you do the same thing?
I do. And usually, I do vision boards, and when I do a vision board, if I'm not having fun doing it, if there isn't laughter connected to it, I put it aside for another day. The element of joy is the major ingredient in everything that we manifest within our life. And if we're focused on things that are not so pleasant, then that's what we bring in. And the only way to turn it around is to laugh at it and say, I'm not going to do that one again, and move on. You totally have the capacity to do this. It's a matter of making sure there's laughter involved in it, because if there's not laughter involved, then it becomes solemn and sober, and frankly, you put people to sleep. And
that's right.
You don't want to put the other side to sleep. Trust me. When the very first time I spoke from the pulpit, I was so serious and heavy, I even dozed off. So it was definitely a learning experience. If you can get whatever your audience is, and it doesn't matter if it's in a funeral home or if it's in a big auditorium, if you can get them joined by laughter, you've made your point, and you don't have to even go any further.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for
calling.
Bye-bye. Okay, apparently we have dropped somebody who's very important, and we have to pick her up, Mary.
Okay.
Okay. This is Audrey. Hi, Audrey. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Barb. That's sweet. I appreciate it. I am just hanging in there. I'm working on manifesting, especially since the full moon's going into Aries tomorrow,
yeah.
Right? Tomorrow, full moon in Aries. And then, so I'm going to, manifest away and writing away. I've been writing all the things as if they're happening already, and playing in pretend land in the joy land you're talking about. So it's very validating that you and Mary are talking about this. And I'd like to validate a move to New Mexico. And I wanted to see if you pick up a move to New Mexico.
Well, I can't specifically say New Mexico, but you certainly have the freedom. You certainly have the desire. I think you'll make it happen. I don't know if it's the best thing for you or whatever, but if you have that inclination, you certainly can make it happen. I would caution you to allow the universe to make these choices and decisions, though, rather than trying to muscle something through that you think is the best thing for you. I often have thought a lot of things were really good for me, and in spite of the universe's warnings that perhaps they weren't, it seems that I see the restlessness. I know you have the potential here for making miracles happen, and I do see freedom when it comes to the house of home. I truly believe there will be a move. I don't know if it'll be to New Mexico. Mary, what are you getting?
Well, Audrey, I want to ask you, do you have a sister, please?
She passed last year. She passed away.
Your sister is here.
Yes.
Okay, and she says she is supporting your move to go forward, and that as long as your family is a part of this, and she is asking about that, she's complimenting you on making your family. And I feel that you will be moving west within a 2-year period, but she worries about you being cold.
Oh, I'm concerned. Yeah, it's cooler there in New Mexico. You're right, it's cooler weather there.
Yes, it is. And so she's asking you if you'll be able to do this. And she is definitely saying that you've had a good life, Audrey, but I feel that many, many more opportunities come to you when you open yourself up, and everyone in heaven says you know a lot of people.
Yes, they're all on the other side, all my family except for one person. I have one uncle alive, my mom's brother up in Washington State, Douglas, but everybody else died, you know, and my sister, her name was Barbara, and she died last May. I really miss her a lot.
Well, please, please, please know that you are, she says, you think of yourself as being alone, but she is with you. And she is showing me you spilling something. So have you been having a touch of the spills, the dropsies?
Yeah, I think I have been losing balance on different things, like maybe dropping.
Yeah. And she laughs about that because she is encouraging you to laugh when these things are there, because sometimes they're playing games with you, and other times you're just dropsy. But she is truly, because there's so many people on the other side that they just want to reassure you that they're with you more than you realize.
So she is validating, if I can bundle up this New Mexico mountain.
Yes.
And I like that whole Native American spiritual thing. For some reason, I feel very connected to that whole, you know, medicine way of life and the rituals, and, you know, I'd like to do some more sweat lodges and hang out with the Mother Earth's drum, beating the drum circles, and all that kind of stuff for me is really sacred, you know, stuff that I love, you know, that I love on my spiritual, you know, side of
right.
me. So I feel that I'm drawn to that area, and it seems very artistic, too, and I consider myself an artist. I'm still working on the television stuff, but I can always use it as a base and fly to wherever I need to go, right? Right, Barb? I can.
Oh, yeah. Always. Always.
Like, be based there and fly other places. The thing is, this Texas heat has just, I can't bear it anymore. It's just been too much for me.
Go and enjoy, but I think it's about a 2-year period. And Barb, did you have a closer time, or just do you agree with me on that one?
No, I agree with Mary. I mean, I think that you're going to be doing a lot of traveling. I think you're going to visit the area a lot. Just not sure you're going to move there as fast as you'd like.
You mean I won't be out of Texas for how long? For 2 years, I have longer time here in Texas?
No, I did say I saw a move. I just didn't say I thought it was New Mexico.
Oh,
yeah.
I could be moving somewhere else.
You could be moving closer to New Mexico.
Well, and the other side said west.
So it is going to be west no matter what. I'm going to move west.
Yeah, I go along with.
I'm hoping after by the new year, you know, after the new year, I'm going to go west. I just hope it's not California again, as much as I know I love the television work and all that and the media, but I don't want to be in California again. I'd like to visit, but I don't want to be living there.
Not California. You're not going back there.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't see it.
Thank you. I'm done with that karma.
I know what you mean.
So I am going to move, though. It's just it could be near New Mexico.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
And I actually am still seeing it because your sister was so – you're moving west, kid.
It wouldn't be Arizona, would it?
Well, Arizona is west, but I'm not seeing the place. I'm seeing a different range. So I really do think that it could actually be Colorado. It could be New Mexico, Arizona, because the mountain range is there. And but it would be lower Colorado. So.
Oh, love! I think Colorado would be beautiful. I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind Colorado. At all.
Okay. Well.
So I just have to be more open-minded then about this. Is that going to be for the work? Do you see, Mary? It's because of the work has taken me there.
The joy in your heart, more than anything, and the artistic abilities.
To Colorado.
Yeah.
Well,
so
let's see.
Okay, I do not have it. I have West, and they gave me three states. And Barb said she's not sure. So that leaves a lot there.
Yeah. So I need to just not be fixated on New Mexico then. Just be fixated on the joy of my... I'm trying to think for writing out my manifestations, you know, for as if they're already...
And then, Audrey, say to yourself, New Mexico or better?
Or better. Okay.
Got it. And you've told God what you want, but you said creative energy that we call God, you decide because you're going to anyway.
That's true. God is in charge, right? God's in the driver's seat. God is in the driver's seat.
That's right. God's in the details.
Yay. Well, this sounds good. I'm up for it. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Beth. I really appreciate this guidance, as usual. Love you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mary, we've been reading her for over 3 years.
Really?
Yes, she started with us on Andy's show.
Oh my goodness!
And
that's wonderful. I'm glad to have her back.
So she fits the requirement for Andy's show. Tall, blonde.
She called in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shania here in Oklahoma. We dropped her by mistake, so we're picking her up. Hi, Shania.
Hi, it's Shana.
Shana, okay.
It's okay.
Hi, Shana.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Well, I have a couple of questions. My first one is I kind of feel like I don't know where I'm going or what my purpose is supposed to be. I know that I've always felt like I'm a stay-at-home mom, but then again, I go out and I try all different kinds of careers, and I don't know where I'm supposed to be.
Well, that was easy. As soon as you started talking, I heard mom. That was before you said a thing, so I apologize for jumping in, but it yelled at me, mom. Because you made a commitment to doing this job. It is the toughest job in the world, but it does not last long.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, I know it pays off joyfully in the heart, but as for money-wise, it's a struggle.
Then get a part-time job. I don't care what you're doing. And enjoy the time. It is better to have a struggle. Do I sound old-fashioned? I do. But they yelled at me, mom.
But I feel like I'm an old-fashioned soul, too. So.
Okay.
Well, what I'm seeing here is that you're meant to have a job, but the job is in the home. So, you know, aside from being a parent, it feels as though you could be working out of your home doing, you know, a tremendous number of things. with the internet out there going, you can work from home and do amazing things. So, like Mary, I would say part-time jobs, but do it from home. Do it on the phone. Do it in your spare time.
Well, I've always felt like that's what I need to be doing. And then I read my LifePath number the other day, and that's what it said. And my other question is that I always feel I have a very strong intuition. Do you ladies see me having a gift?
Well, yeah, everybody has a gift. And it's a matter of if you want to work on developing it and utilizing it, and then how do you want to utilize it?
Right.
I think you're a healer. From what I can see from your cards here, you're a healer. So healing energy on all different levels would be a direction I would send you in. I'd send you into Reiki immediately, Reiki 1 and Reiki 2, because you can use that with your family and your friends and your children and your animals and your... I use it on my garden. So that would be something that would be of benefit to you and to everybody around you. And then if you wanted to be a practitioner, you certainly could be, and people could come to your home. So that's one direction that you could go in. Certainly your intuition is definitely here, and it's a matter of developing it and working with it. And Mary, chime in here anywhere.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to chime in also because, again, what I heard was mom, and I know I'm repeating myself, but I think everything comes in the perfect time. So using your gift is something that I feel that should be studied and welcomed, but again, allowing the creative energy to guide you on when it is ready to be used.
Right, because I feel a lot of negative energy coming in, and I'm scared of it.
I don't know when Barbara started using hers professionally, but I didn't start mine until 50 years old. And times have changed, but it is a matter of letting it be divinely guided on when we use it. And meanwhile, you can use it with friends and relatives and children and all that you love. It is a wonderful ability. It will go nowhere. It'll stay with you forever. And I have to agree with Barb, take a class in Reiki.
Okay.
And then you won't be so scared.
Okay. Is there any messages from anybody that has passed on?
You have two people around you, Shana. Do you have both a mother and father figures on the other side?
A mother figure would be, my mother is still living, but my aunt I've always thought of as my mother figure.
That's her, and she has beautiful hair, absolutely beautiful hair.
Yes, she does.
And so she is definitely here. And then there is a man more on your father's and almost like on your husband's side because he's a stronger energy. And he just wants to come in to say hello. So has your husband lost a dad or a grandfather?
Yes. My husband lost his grandfather a few years ago.
And he's here also, but he doesn't want to interrupt, but he is a very strong-headed energy. And he said that's how you'll know him. But your aunt...
My husband is shaking his head yes right now.
What?
I said my husband is shaking his head yes right now.
Oh, yes. Okay, here's a message from him to your husband. Keep moving and pick up the pace. I think there's a new job coming for your husband.
Wow.
Or a new responsibility. Yep. Big challenge coming, and you guys are going to do it well.
Okay. Does my aunt have anything to say?
Oh, yes, of course she does. Your aunt is telling you she often follows you around the kitchen. And you guys have a daughter also?
Yes.
she loves watching the kids, and in particular the daughter.
Yes, I actually have two daughters, so I don't know if it's my oldest or my youngest, but...
The youngest.
The youngest.
Makes her laugh. Makes her laugh.
I bet that she does.
Okay, but you give the both girls a hug from her, all right?
I will do. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Love from everybody on the other side.
I love that. Okay, Mary, we got Skype here in December. Hi, Dee.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you. How can we help?
You know what? When I called in, my question was geared towards relationship, but I don't know, Spirit just kind of changed that and said, ask about your career. So I will flow with that.
Okay. Well, from what I'm seeing, it feels like you're kind of antsy in your job, and it feels as though there is a shift and a change coming. It also looks as though you're putting pieces together, as though you're almost creating a job for yourself on your own terms. It keeps here as though you're moving on. So your job is either changing or you're moving into a new job. I don't see you being fired or anything like that, but I do see the need and the desire for you to be someplace where you're stretched, where you're challenged, where you can use all your talents and gifts, because you feel bored. You feel very, very bored right now.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct. That is so true. But I don't know what I'm kind of torn as far as what I should be doing. You know, I'm trying to find my purpose, so to speak.
Well, your purpose is going to have anything to do with your job. because we all need to have those jobs that you know, pay the taxes, pay the bills, keep food in our stomachs and clothing on our backs. And then we have our real job, our real purpose, our real, you know, the object of being down here among the human beings is that we're spreading spiritual wisdom, joy, and insight. And that is the purpose of your presence on this planet at this time. But in order for you to really manifest that purpose, you have to have a mundane job. And you've got a mundane job. There's no doubt about it. It's mundane. But it's steady. And in this economy, that's a good thing.
I'm grateful for it. I'm very grateful.
It feels as though you need to be reaching out into the more spiritual aspect of life, the more creative aspect of life, and becoming involved after work or before work or on your lunch hours in things that have a more spiritual flavor to them. I feel you're a writer and you should be writing. I think that there are other creative aspects of your life here that you should be, you know, dabbling in. And I know you're tired when you get home from work. I understand that. And that's because you're bored. And if you had something fun to come home to, and I keep hearing a church choir. Do you sing in a church choir?
Yes, yes, yes.
No, I don't. I don't think I'm a good singer, but no, I don't.
Churches have to take anybody. You could be a carol. They don't care. So I would sign up for the church choir, because you get so, and you don't have to be good. Trust me, I can't carry a tune in a bushel basket, and I sang in a church choir for almost 7 years. They just put me next to the real strong singers, so they drowned me out. So, Mary, what are you getting?
Oh, did you hear me yell about church choirs? That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
I'm so excited that you said that, because I'm sitting here going, church choirs! And I just think that even if you can't sing, it's a matter of raising your voice. And I feel like you have such love in your heart. It's a matter of bringing that love out and enjoying it. You have people to please, meaning yourself first, but having fun with it. I keep seeing Queen Latifah. And I just want to just love and laugh and honestly give you a hug. Just be glad you're not here, because I'd be hugging the daylights out of you. This is, you have a lot of joy. So you want to improve your life? Get in a group where you laugh and laugh and laugh. Barbara is 100% right on everything she said.
Well, thank you, Mary. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Validation always helps. Okay.
Yes.
We've got Tiffany in Oklahoma.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I have questions regarding both about possibly children in the future for myself and my sister, and also regarding if maybe my mother has any message or anything.
Okay, Mary?
I'm going, oh, my God, Tiffany, slow down and breathe. And so, Tiffany, you have more energy than you know what to do with. make sense?
Sure.
Okay. So, all right. Your mother immediately sends a message, but I don't know if this is to your sister or to you, but who's finding all her recipes?
I'm not sure. I'll have to ask her.
Ask your sister about that, because your mother has me looking in my recipe box.
Okay.
And your mother must have cooked.
Yes.
Yeah, because she's asking both you and your sister about her recipes. So, goodness. And, oh, my God, somebody made fried chicken, because I'm smelling fried chicken.
Have you had lunch?
No. But, no, it's the other side talking. And when they do that, they're talking about that her girls are her girls and loving you too, and sending you smells and memories of her.
Oh, that's
yes?
great.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Very, very much. She just wants to tell you that a lot. Very, very much. Very much.
Okay.
Sending her love. And the more you do the little tiny things, please know she's with you.
Oh, yeah. And I want to remind you that we're all children of spirit, and that a child doesn't have to be yours physically to be something that you can treasure, love, and cherish. I'm not seeing a pregnancy immediately. Certainly the opportunity for pregnancy is there for both of you. I'm being told that it's more important that you not focus on getting pregnant, but rather focus on being joyful about what's in your life and who's in your life. And when you take the pressure off yourself as far as conceiving, that's when magic happens. I feel there's a tremendous amount of pressure around getting pregnant and having children, and that's not our point here on the planet. Our point is to share love, share joy, and to share the creative spirit with other people in any way we possibly can. Sometimes it's having children. Sometimes it's being creative in other ways. I'm not saying that you're not going to have children. I'm saying that right now your focus is so much on that it prevents it. Mary?
Okay.
Oh, I agree.
And then I have one other question. My husband lost his father a little over a year ago, and I have a lot of emotions about that, regarding if he's at peace and, you know.
He says that it was a bumpy road, but he is now at peace.
Okay.
Okay, he almost needed healing.
Okay.
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 So he's showing me like his energy was not at a place where he wanted it to be, but his eyes were not seeing clearly when he passed. So what he's saying is that he is now, but it was a bumpy road.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
And
he says you think of him and he appreciates any thought whatsoever.
Okay.
He's also saying that towards the end, was he not able to speak?
Well, I don't know. I actually found him. So he had just lived with us for a few months, and I went out the following morning and actually found him. So I don't know if he couldn't there towards the evening, you know,
what exactly
went on.
He kept a lot of things inside of his head to say when he felt more secure, and unfortunately he didn't feel more secure, so he didn't say anything. And he wants you to know how appreciative he is of your kindness and your caring and your love and the fact that he was an SOB a lot of the time.
Yes.
And
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I love the story here.
That was on the nail. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
And that he really he has such kind, loving, warming feelings. And he never got a chance to express them, and he's regretful of that. So that every now and then, if you feel like you know you're having, how old are you? May I ask?
38.
Okay. So every now and then, if you feel like you're getting a hot flash and you're wondering if it's menopause, it's actually him hugging you.
Okay.
Another 12 years, it'll be menopause. But up until then, it's just him trying to let you know how much he cares.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate it very much.
And I
thank you, ladies, for talking with me.
You're very
thank
good.
You. You're welcome.
Okay, Mary. Are we at that magic hour here?
Well, I thought I would stay another 10 minutes if you could use the help.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We'll go right away to Ashley. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good. Hi, ladies. I'm really enjoying the show.
Oh,
hi,
so
Ashley.
I laughed in that last call when she had an instant recognition when you said her father-in-law was an SOB. I laughed out loud. But
I was trying not to yell yes too hard, so yeah. I'm glad she recognized him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How can
so,
we help?
Well, I mean, I called just to see what you saw coming up for my career, but I love the mediumships that you guys are doing as well, so either one.
Okay. Mary, what you got?
I'm breathing.
Yeah.
I think I'm supposed to tell you, Ashley, that your career is demanding of you that you consider changing jobs.
Really?
Yeah. Because I feel like your career is sort of flatlining, and it's like, okay, we need some life pumped into this.
It doesn't seem
I don't
like
mean
that
to scare
to me.
You. I'm sorry?
It doesn't seem like that to me.
Okay, well, then bring more joy into it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do with it?
I don't know. I mean, I have the opportunity to make so many different types of decisions with it.
And that's what I'm talking about. Make some different decisions in this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you need to be moving in a different direction. Barb, what are you getting?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of change and shifting and changing. I think you're growing tremendously on a spiritual level. You're evolving into new understandings of yourself and spirit and how you actually impact your reality. And mm-hmm. and I'm feeling that there's you've let down a lot of barriers you've had and so
a lot of I'm sorry, it cut out when you said that. What?
You've let down a lot of barriers that you've held up that have protected you over time. And so there's a greater sense of compassion, insight, and magic connected to you. And I see a tremendous amount of abundance coming into your field of play very, very, very soon. It does feel as though there's in some ways you've been in a power struggle with the universe, but there's an element of you that is finally saying, okay, if you know so much, you show me the way, which is a good way to go.
that I agree with.
and so it's sort of like, you know, I'm tired of trying to steer this ship. You go ahead and steer it for a while. There's movement, there's growth, and there's change as you get into the first of the year. So that I think your job is going to change dramatically, but I think you're going to stay where you are. But there's travel connected to it. There's a lot of new compassion and love. Actually, love is really kind of easing in here through the cracks a lot. So it feels like your emotional self is going to be greatly reinforced as you get into the February-March time. So emotions are going to come into play. They're going to be incorporated into everything else. I think you've got an amazing winter and spring coming. It looks as though it's going to be a phenomenal time for you. But again, try not to take over and steer. Even when you think you know where you're supposed to go, don't do it, because every time in my life that I've done that, I've hit a brick wall. So
yeah. Well, I'm using my head, right?
Right.
Not,
don't think.
Not my heart. Yeah.
Yeah, don't just feel, because the more you think, the more trouble you're going to get into.
Yeah.
And it's hard because you're very intelligent and you're very used to using your mind and analyzing things. And for the most part, in some situations, that's a good place to be. But you're on a spiritual journey along with everything else, and thinking is the worst thing you could do spiritually.
Yeah.
And Barbara, I'm glad you said that you thought there'd be a change in her job too, because I really, really am going to stick with that. I think there is a change in her job, whether she leaves where she is or she graduates to something else. There is movement around you, Ashley, and it is all good.
And so probably the same field, but some maybe about a different aspect of it, perhaps.
Yes. And it'll feel like you are stepping up.
I think that might be the way to abundance, because where I'm at, I mean, it's creating enough, but not, you know, I don't want to work so hard with a child, you know. I don't want to be spending so many hours.
Right.
At work.
Yeah.
So there needs to be something changing.
Know you're under divine guidance. Barb's picking it up too.
Is there anything I can do? Like, am I paying attention to it enough? Or
Well, Barbara said stop thinking about it and bring most of this is about bringing joy into there and allowing your guardian angels to take you where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you talk to them every day, I mean, it's an old-fashioned concept, but really prayers and telling our divine guides what we need gets us where we need to be. It's always worked for me. Barb?
I don't even try to tell them anything anymore. I just say, you know, put me where I belong and give me a nudge gently.
Yeah.
And that works for me.
I tried that last week, and I just
really?
Said the best. I just said, give me the best results for my client. You know, like guide me to do it in
good.
A way that my client's going to be the happiest. And I've never had so many thank you emails, just you know, with exclamation points and everything. So I guess it worked.
It does, and it's hard. It's so easy you forget it. So
yeah.
Remind yourself that you know you're here to serve and not
yeah.
to try to manipulate. And you know, serving is allowing yourself to be used, and manipulating is thinking you know what you're doing. It's very easy
yeah.
to fall into that manipulative place, because after a while you've done this for so long, you're sure you know exactly what's the right thing to do, and that's when you're usually dead wrong.
You know what? I learned my lesson over the weekend on that one. I totally did. I thought I could predict nature and everything, that I was wrong.
Right.
But
God bless
thank
you for being human.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
And
thanks for
coming.
Thank you.
All right, show's probably over, huh?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I just wanted to know if my grandpa, he was a business owner as well, if he had any, if he was, you know, paying attention to what's going on.
Oh, I know he is, and he says for you to know that your generous nature is going to bring you success.
That does sound like something he would say.
That's him.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Barbara, I just love how we say things. We say the same thing in different ways. It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Do you have time for one more?
Yes.
Okay, good, because this one is definitely you. Hi, Chris. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Chris. Who's Chris?
Hi, Barbara.
Do I know you, Chris?
Hi.
No,
hi.
But I'm from, I used to live in Maryland.
Okay, well. Okay, Maryland buddy, what's up?
Oh, well, I was wondering if Spirit had anything to say.
She's missing a Polish grandparent on the other side, Mary.
Thank you.
Yes.
What? Chris, this is kind of, I have to ask you, do you feel like your life has been on an up and down movement lately?
As far as like making decisions or anything?
Yes.
Kinda.
Okay. Well, and are you looking for your Polish grandmother?
No, I know where she is. She's always in my kitchen or somewhere running about.
Oh, thank you, because she's talking, right? I mean, she's funny and good-natured. So where does the P name come in, please?
P.
Mm-hmm. Well, put it on the shelf, okay?
Yep.
But I am being told that, oh, they just showed me light, and they are telling me that light is very important for you. So there is a group of Polish ancestors with a grandfather absolutely sending you orbs of light. And that is like I just stepped into this wonderful ray of light, and I think you're a very blessed woman, young lady.
Well, I usually feel pretty blessed, but, you know, as far as all four of my grandparents being crossed over, three of them come out and about, but my Jaju, my Polish grandfather, I don't know where he is.
He's busy flying.
No, he's fishing. He's fishing.
Oh, you think he's fishing? I was told he's flying.
He has a split personality, obviously.
Well, maybe he's fly fishing.
There you go.
But, you know, are they
I
together?
I love that. But you really, really, really are, Chris. They tell me that you have light around you and that it comes from many, many lifetimes of serving God. And animals. I just saw animals here.
Oh, I love animals.
Okay, that's why. So do you have the dogs in your house?
I have one dog and three cats.
Well, one cat thinks it's a dog.
Mary, there's a dog in spirit here, too.
Oh, my. Is it? What color?
Right now it's white, but it keeps flashing different colors. It feels almost like a golden.
That's Barney.
Okay.
He was my first dog.
He's around you a lot.
Is he?
Yeah. And you've tripped lately. You've been tripping lately.
Yeah.
You've been tripping over him.
I thought I was losing my marbles. I'm like, do I have to get one of those bracelets for your balance or what?
No. No, your dog... You. He's around your feet all the time.
I love that dog.
He's a cool dog.
And Chris, you're a cool person. So
I have one more question.
Go ahead.
about jewelry making and, like, maybe doing, like, Etsy or something like that, because I'm a stay-home mom.
What, pet sitting, did you say?
No, jewelry making and putting it on that website, Etsy, E-T-S-Y.
It's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Do you see anything happening with that?
Not until you put something up.
That's what I was going to say. It's about doing the work, not getting the benefits, because you've got to have fun first.
Right. I don't see myself starting it until like January after the holiday rush is over.
Well, I think that's a good way of doing it. And you have good news coming to you, so I feel like you are definitely on your way to having fun with that.
Good.
Yeah, it looks like if you get going by February, by the time you hit May, there's great abundance coming in. So I would definitely get stuff up there. And when you do, send me the link and I'll put it onto my website so other people can go from my website to yours.
I will, because I want it all to be based on chakras.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah. Great.
Well, you know, give...
Oh, no
give
wonder they call you the light lady.
get your stuff to Mary and I, and we'll publicize it for you.
That's wonderful.
Get to
That's
work.
That's just wonderful. Well, I love you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, have a great weekend.
A fishing grandfather.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Barb, now I'm going to say goodbye.
All right.
Okay,
well,
I'm sorry to leave you with a lot of clients, but I promise to do better next month.
Okay, well, I will hold you to that, and we will get together and compare our calendars shortly.
Yes, yes. I've got it on mine, so we will definitely. And lots of love to you and Patrick and to Jeannie. Okay, and thank you so much. And now I will get to work.
Yes, go to
over
work.
Here.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mary. If Jeannie has screened you, I will absolutely help. And read you. I know that Switchboard has kind of jumped around strangely, but I'll pick up on everybody. And if you've been screened, just hang in there, and I will get to you. So we've got Carlos in Hawaii. Hi, Carlos. How are you doing? Hello, Carlos. Carlos is not there. Okay, we've got Patricia in Maine. Let's see if we can get her on here.
Hello.
Hi, Patricia. Are you there?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Hi. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, things have been a little tumultuous lately in a few areas, and it's been kind of dragging for a while. I just want to know if there's any message from Spirit at all.
Let's see. Well, you know, tumultuous is good for you because you get a lot more done. So that in a way, it's your modus operandi. Spirit is basically just saying it's time for you to heal, to take care of yourself. You're getting a breather at the moment, and take advantage of it, because it feels as though after December, things are going to get really, really busy again. Make sure that you always, you should learn how to say no. You don't know how to say no.
I know. That's part of why I'm in dilemmas lately.
Yeah.
I help too many people too often.
Well, the thing is, you've always done for everybody else, so they just expect you to do, even if you do say no. So even if you said no, they'd expect it of you anyhow, because you do it. It's sort of like pacing yourself, please. It does feel as though that there is a light at the end of the tunnel here, and it feels as though, is there travel ahead for you? I see for January there's travel.
Well, I'm going back south. I'm in the north right now, but I'm planning to go back to the south.
How south are you going?
Florida way.
Well, that's south.
Do you live down there full time?
Yeah, I usually live there. I've just been up here this summer season this year. I tried a new business, and I'm actually trying to sell it. It's really not for me, and I'm just kind of hanging out, trying to get that taken care of and collect on some debts, and then I'm heading out.
Good idea. It does feel as though it's going to take you probably about 6 months to pick it all up and get everything settled. But you're in East Coast energy, so being in the middle of the country is not the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're in Maine. You need to be south.
Yeah, northeast, right next to Canada.
Yeah, no. You need to be farther south. I'd put you in the Carolinas. I'd put you in that area, but I wouldn't put you all the way down into Florida.
I've been there for 20 years, and I just kind of took a little hiatus.
Well, I just feel that in the middle around you know, the Hamptons, not the Hamptons, the North
Carolinas.
In the Carolina area would be a really good place for you. But it does feel as though there is abundance coming in, so things are going to work out. It's just going to be it's going to be monotonous, and there's a part of you that is wondering why you ever did this, and it's because you were thinking and you weren't feeling. Because I really believe when you got involved in this, you thought it was a great idea, but there was something inside that was saying this isn't smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So listen to your gut next time.
Yeah.
It does feel as though there is abundance coming, and there's a new foundation coming, so that there is the element of once you hit after the March time frame, things settle for you, and there is a new beginning. So it feels like there's a new business of some sort that will work. Pardon me, but it has to be down souther.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know that already. This place is not for me. It's where I grew up, and it's just not for me to come back here. I know that.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes you can't.
yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you have to go home to know that you can't go home.
Yeah, I think I learned that on this trip.
I think you're probably also tying up loose ends from long ago, so you're resolving.
Uh-huh.
And so your neck and shoulders should be feeling better because you're letting go of burdens that you've carried. So, So that once you get that taken care of, you're going to be able to move forward, and you won't stumble across so many things that you've stumbled across now. I think you basically the stumbles you've had have been your past that have been coming up to bite you, and the next time you start something new, you won't have that happening to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we've got Bonnie in Kansas. Hi, Bonnie, are you there?
Yes.
Oh. Hi, this is Barbara. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Stormy.
Okay, how can I help?
I had a friend pass away this past year. I just wanted to see if he had any messages for me.
I'm getting a grandmother on your father's side is the first person that comes in. She's somebody that she feels very protective of you, almost as though she's been acting as a guardian angel. How old was the last person that passed away?
21.
Is this a male?
Yes.
He was very close to you. How long ago did he pass?
Last August.
He's saying that his stupidity caused part of this. Is that appropriate?
We don't know what happened.
He's actually he's been gone for a while here. He's having a lovely time discovering the spiritual side of life, so to speak. He does he doesn't feel as though he was real spiritual in life, and yet it feels that he has flowed so beautifully into the other side that his time was done. It was his time. And he was angry at first, but now he understands a lot more about the whole process. He had music in him. Did he play music?
No, he listened to a lot of music.
Okay, because there's a lot of music around him. He has a remarkable sense of humor. Have you been finding things in your house moved around?
Yeah.
In other words, you know, when you put your keys down one place, they turn up another?
I have lost my keys so much these last couple weeks that it's unreal. I've never lost my keys.
Yeah, that's him. Basically, he's trying to let you know he's okay. He's trying to let you know that he's really better than ever. And he was a very close friend, right?
Yes.
He wants you to know that he's going to be watching over you and that he'll try to shut his eyes when it's most appropriate.
Okay.
Okay. So he's a lot of fun. He really is. He's giving them a run for their money on the other side. He's asking questions all over the place, and he's laughing at a lot of the answers. But he's coming to realize that they're true. So as soon as he can, he's going to haunt a few people. So they won't let him do that, by the way. But he thinks it would be really cool to scare the shit out of a couple of people, his words. He's lucky they don't allow that anymore. You can't rattle chains. But but you'll see and feel his presence a lot. He was very close to you. He thought you were a pretty spectacular person.
Okay. And does he have any messages for his mother?
She should know that he's really okay, that there were lots of people who loved him that were on the other side when he crossed over, that he's learned a lot about the family that'll surprise the heck out of her, and it's just that he's loved and he loves her, and he's so sorry, she's so sad.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And you can always, you know, go back and get the archives of the show and play them for her.
Okay. What's the web address?
Okay. Take care now.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Bambi in Minnesota. Hi, Bambi. Are you there?
Hi, Barbara. I'm here.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
You're almost done.
Almost.
I want to know what my son's profession will be when he's an adult.
How old is he now?
12.
Let's see. That's a big jump.
Yeah, take a good look.
Well, he's lots of gray hair.
What?
He's going to give you lots of gray hair. It feels like he is leaning towards the law, to tell you the truth. I'm not sure what the legal profession will be in another 12 years, but he feels leaning towards the law. He's also got a creative bent to him, so there easily could be some sort of drawing or writing or painting. And he's going to try on a lot of hats. I guess the universe is wanting me to say to you that no matter what he says he wants to do, say that's a great idea and go for it. Because he's only going to be testing you to see just how far he can push you.
Okay.
So if he wants to be a professional baseball player, that's fine. If he wants to be an astronaut, that's fine. If he wants to be a hat check girl someplace.
Okay.
Whatever it is that he wants to do, support, because he will be naturally guided by all sorts of wonderful energies to do what is most appropriate for him. I think he'll have a job that'll bring in good money, but it will always be weird and different. But I do see the law here at some point in time too, so he'll be well prepared to do anything. It's just a matter of.
But the universe, the guides aren't telling you. I had somebody tell me he would be a surgeon, so I'm just.
I'm not
to call and verify some of this stuff.
Seeing medicine on any level, I'm seeing healing, but I'm not seeing the medical, the traditional medical profession as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be more holistically oriented, but I am seeing the law. So, and I don't think that's because he's going to be in trouble with the law. I'm just seeing.
Okay.
He's going to play with a lot of different things, but I do not, and just because I don't see it doesn't mean it won't be.
Right.
But I, and from what I could tell here, he's got a strong commitment to helping humanity, and I'm not sure he will see that purpose fulfilled in a medical field. I don't see medicine at all for him.
Interesting.
But that's just me.
Right.
You know, right. And the best way of knowing, of course, is to hang around and just check it out when it happens.
Yeah.
It's his.
I guess I just want to know if he'll be okay. You know.
He'll be fine. He's going to do his thing. And, you know, he'll give you gray hair because he'll have lots of different things that he wants to get into. But so long as you say that's a great idea, he'll drop the stupid ones, and he'll go for the ones that are going to enable him to become the person he's supposed to be. But he's going to be self-sufficient. He's going to be financially secure, and he's going to have a good life.
You definitely see that.
Absolutely.
Hmm. Okay.
Just be not traditional, but he'll have a great life.
Okay. Do you see my husband hanging around at all in spirit?
How long ago did he pass?
A year and a half. He always comes through. I just don't know if he's around today.
Yeah, is this real close to an anniversary of some sort? Because he's got flowers.
No, but he always has flowers for me.
So he's got a great handful of flowers, and it does feel as though he wants you to just take it easy. You're being an overreactive mother.
Really?
He's saying he's got your back on the other side, so just enjoy your son and don't put pressure on you or him.
Really?
Got your back.
He's a handful. I just
yes.
Make sure he's okay. Does Dave, that's my husband. Does he have any words of encouragement? Dave, do you have any words of encouragement for me at all, please?
He's saying to just remember the last conversation you had because he loved you, and he said that he knew you would do a good job and you'd be a good mother, and that's the truth. And he's you know, he feels as though you need constant reassurance, and he's always there. He's there every night, and he says good night to you, and he kisses you. So more than that, he really isn't capable of doing.
What?
What do you mean? More than that, he can't do. He can't sit there and hold your hand, although he'd like to.
Uh-huh.
So he's there, and he tries to let you know that he's around. We had somebody earlier, dripping faucets is his thing. He drips faucets a lot, so... when you see faucets dripping, know he's been there.
Dave does? My husband?
Yep.
Oh, I never see dripping faucets. Okay.
Pay attention, they're there.
I just miss them so much. I'm still lost without them.
I know. That's got to be a tough thing. But, you know, he still sees you, so he doesn't miss you. He's around you all the time. You smell him sometimes, though, don't you? He says you smell him.
No.
Mm-mm. Well, I'm sure you're catching it because he apparently had a scent about him that was not that he smelled, but that you recognize. He is there a lot, but you know, you'll see him when you cross over, and it'll be like no time has gone.
Yeah.
Got a while yet.
Should I still stay in this house yet? Or what?
No, you just do what's right for you.
Ugh. Hate that. I don't know what's right for me.
Okay.
Frustrating. Okay, sorry.
It's okay. Thank you.
Nobody gives me answers.
No.
Dang it.
No. Sorry.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Now. Okay, I thank everybody for hanging in there. I greatly appreciate it, and Jeannie. And I'm sorry for all of those of you that didn't get read, but call in next time, and we'll see if we can get you in fast and early. Take care now. Bye-bye.